Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2, giving you a Sunday show. Got funny man, got Rodney Perry rolling up in here with me today, talking about his latest projects and things that he got going on and little setbacks he had when he got ill. So, also going to be dropping a couple of artists, old school, got some new school, got some best of Open Talk 2. So don't go nowhere. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
Let go. That pill, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work.
You, YouTube and Facebook and SoundCloud and Reverb. Instagram and Reels, all you claiming you in beast mode. You gathered all your people together and make them like it. Got a buzz all over the net, now you excited. A lot of y'all taking the credit and even writing. Now you spitting it and come from the heart, you can't recite it. I ain't hating, I'm just speaking the truth. Cause if you market yourself, you get that wealth, more power to you. I got a problem with a lot of the youth. You keep saying you a real ass nigga, you ain't telling the truth. I'm Clark Kent when I step in the booth. I got something deep in this bitch, we getting it. Ain't shit you can do. We the best when we coming for you. We got the talent, the skill, the power, the will. We.
About 20 deep in these jungle we trust. Screaming fire just to let you know that we ain't a pussy hole. We get it how we live by giving it real, even to our foes. Most of y'all know me. I be that nigga from the fire with that Glock folding. You want a villain, it's a villain in me. That made me snap, crackle, and pop when I'm on that Henny. I wreck shop, it's my job to come harder than the next man. Cause my squad is bigger than the X-Clan. Don't make me sick, I'm on you, get them boys. I can't believe they talking noise. They just don't understand what eat them up like army boys. I just come up and get done up when you run up on a crew, nigga. By the screw, nigga, you about to die in a few, nigga. Niggas eat their meat like I'm no fatter. Till I'm coming across their head like her.
I'm covered with beefers. They said through sneakers for people. Some situations get deeper, but be prepared with the reaper. My whole squad, some cheapers. We lead them busting beneath us. Affiliated with creepers. Forget them tweakers and jeepers. I find my speakers, they love it. Turn up the music and puppet. The middle fingers, they fuck them. They cross the line and we bust them. I'm so aggressive, keep them crunk though. Slang them out the trunk though. Uncle for the ghetto, stay commercial for these drunk folks. I caught them with a power line. They never see me coming with it. Caught them with their guards down a trophy. Now I'm running with it. Look out for the album when it drop right in your record store. Cause this is but never we gon' stop, we just gon' pimp them out.
What you really wanna do with it? Who me, boy, I'm out here fool with it. Ooh, we South D got the brew sippin', homie, get your crew. Listen, niggas got the rules, listen. What you really wanna do with it? Who me, boy, I'm out here fool with it. Ooh, we South D got the brew sippin', homie, get your crew. Listen, niggas got the rules.
What they do over here where you at? They call me the vet. Get animals, take them home and you can figure the rest. The bigger the pet, that make...
Just to break me down.
Can't let these people get the best of me, cause if I do, I probably end up in the minor league. South people never crumble up, I throw it up in my hood. It's understood that I'm rhyming for the love of music. Let me influence young people of our generation. Don't get discouraged, lose focus on your occupation. I've been turning around, my labor say we couldn't make it. Our time arrived, thank God, man, we finally made it. Hard work, criticism, keep me motivated. Throughout the obstacles I'm facing in this wicked nation. Interviews with the radio station make a nigga proud. I've been grinding for a minute, I can't let them down. Rocking crowds with my southern styles, and now my homies jump around, giving niggas pounds. The funky sounds out to try and keep a nigga pumped. With all my work and dedication, I'll be number one. Believe that.
Hip hop, in his boot. Thought I was one dimensional with Jay, just the truth. Instilled in my youth, had the juice to produce. My mama's on the loose, yes, it came from my roots. I hoop and I shoot, wrote rhymes for a reason. The neighborhood even trying to touch us every season. Back in the cut scheme and say the boys will never make it. Second album jamming, now the boys trying to taste it. My heart keep on racing, goosebumps in my skin. Waiting for this label for some.
All right.
Today on the show, got the funniest dude in comedy. Got Mr. Rodney Perry on the line, chopping it up with him. What's going on, Mr. Perry?
What's up? How you doing, sis?
I'm doing good. Tell me what's going on in the ATL.
What is going on in the ATL?
Where you at?
I'm in Atlanta. I'm in Smyrna.
Okay, okay. Well, what you been up to? What's going on?
Man, you know, I'm touring. I got my tour out on the road now, my stand-up tour. It's called The Fast and the Funny.
Okay.
Fast. FAST is acronym if you notice somebody having a stroke, and that's, I decided to call my tour that because I had a stroke in
right.
September 2016.
Okay.
And I realized there was so many people having these strokes at young ages that people don't know how to identify it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see somebody, if their face is drooping or their arms, if your arm is weak and you can't raise your arm above your head, or if you have speech slurring, it might be time to go to the hospital, and that's what FAST is about.
Okay.
And I'm doing a set of tour dates with Coco Brown too, very talented, very funny comedian, and she and I are going out together. We're calling that date night.
Now that's gonna be hilarious.
Oh, it's gonna be crazy.
It is. Okay. You're not coming to Houston?
You know what? I plan on coming to Houston. The Improv is going to be popping on my schedule real soon.
Okay.
I love Houston. And I directed a movie this past year,
mm-hmm.
2016. I directed a movie, so it'll be in the Houston Film Festival, look like. So we're waiting to get the final word on that, but I might be in Houston there. My daughter lives in Houston, so I love to come to Houston. Also.
Yes. Come here. Because I think her name, what is it, Thea? She's here. I think she's
Thea.
Here. Yeah, she's
yeah, I
here.
I talked to her last week. I didn't know she lived there. And
yeah.
She was telling me she loves it there.
She does. I've talked to her a couple of times, and she just did a show a couple of weeks ago. So, but yeah.
I was at that same place last week, yeah.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, you think about doing anything with Monique coming up in the future maybe?
I mean, Monique is still one of my closest and dearest friends.
Mm-hmm.
There's couple of things in the works, we just can't talk about it just yet.
Okay, well, excuse me. So I guess that means that's big time. Well, let me ask you.
It's big time. Well, you know, she's an Oscar-winning actress, so everything
is
big time.
Well, let me ask you, tell the listeners, how did you get into the comedy arena? Tell them, like, what prompted you to get into the comedy? I know you started in the U.S. Navy, but what else kind of prompted you in there?
Well, I mean, I always had a love for comedy even before I was in the Navy. My mom used to have get-togethers at the house,
mm-hmm.
and her friends would listen to these comedy records, Richard Pryor and Mons Mabley and Red Fox, and I thought that was amazing. And so I had a love for comedy at a very young age. I had my second grade teacher would let me tell jokes at the end of the day if I would shut up throughout the course of the day. So if you got a young kid out there with a seem like he ADD, he might get to me.
Oh, Lord. Well, let me ask you, for any upcoming comedian or anybody that's trying to get into this type of industry, what words of wisdom or experience would you share with them?
I mean, you know, one thing I always say is first decide if you love it,
mm-hmm.
whatever the thing is, whether it's comedy or acting or if you're a welder, you should love it. And once you decide you love it, just don't quit, you know, and that's what life is about, finding the thing you love and doing it till you can't do it no more.
I like that. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to interview with me. I'm twisted up words over here, Lord. That's a mess. Thank you for taking time to call the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. I know you got a choice over who you talk to, and I appreciate people wanting to talk to, right?
That's right, because people have actually been emailing me and requesting you, want to know what you've been up to. They want to see you back on TV, on something.
Yeah.
So I'm ready for you.
Yeah, we got TV stuff coming. I got a show over on Bounce TV called Family Time. We're about to shoot another set of those, and I'll be going out with a play this fall.
Okay.
And so we're excited about that as well. So, I mean, getting my act on, got some movie stuff coming down the pipe. But, you know, you try not to talk about it until it's ready because,
that's true.
You know, with movies, you can shoot a movie and nobody ever see it. So you just got to, you know.
Well, again, I'm happy for you, and I can't wait to hopefully you come to Houston soon. So good luck to you.
I said, hey, thank you so much again. Have a good day.
You're
all
welcome.
My social media is Rodney Perry, so y'all holler at me.
We will.
You know, and we'll see y'all in cyberspace.
Thank you.
Again, that was Mr. Rodney Perry, the funniest man, y'all, and as a comedian. Hopefully he will be in Houston so we can check him out. Gonna drop a couple of old school jams. Don't go nowhere. You hang with your Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's the girl, Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the artist, and I'm hanging out with my girl, Cindy, on NowHipHop.com.
This is Big Tour. This is Black T2, and we're kicking my girl, Cindy. She always keep it 100.
After I've been like a brother to you, you want to be a boss that bad, huh? I tell you what, you keep this.
in my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit the party.
Yeah.